Good afternoon.
What impact did this have on, clearly on you as well, but on them as individuals?
Oh, it had a huge impact. They were just so depressed. And my dad's really happy-go-lucky. And he, every time I've seen him, he's just had this really sad face. He's not a hugger and a kisser, but when I've gone to visit him, he's literally clung on to us and said, "Don't go." And kissed us, I don't know how many times, oh. And just made me feel so guilty when I leave him. And my mum's just constantly saying, "How's your dad? How's your dad? I haven't slept all night worrying about him."
How far away are they from each other?
Well, not really that far. I would say a couple of miles. My mum's in South Tyneside Hospital and my dad's in the care home.
What reason were you given for the... are their needs so different, or was it about the
It just said my mum didn't reach the criteria of what the council had, but we have had a good result today. I had a call to say that they've reassessed me mum and she can go and stay with me dad, which is good news.
Oh, that, I'm so relieved to hear that, Cheryl, because it's, you know, at this stage in their lives, they don't need any added pressure or loss, do they?
They don't. My dad's whole demeanour just completely changed. He just sat in the chair watching for people going in and out and saying, "When's Jessie coming? Is Jessie coming?" And it was just so sad seeing him getting in that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially at his time of life. And then we had comments from a social worker to say that because he had dementia, would he even recognise me, mum, if she came into the home? Which was absolutely diabolical. It was so unprofessional.
And to what degree does his dementia affect him?
Well, there's people a lot worse than me, dad. He just, it's like really memory loss. He recognises me most of the time. And yesterday, my son spoke on the radio, and we put the station on, and he said, "I recognise that voice." So in a lot of respects, he's very aware, and he's aware of his surroundings, and that it's just totally different for him because my mum's not there.
And we know that contact with people is extremely important, particularly when somebody has lost the chance to live at home anymore. You know, that maintaining that sense of their identity and their family is really important. Were the council and the people in the individual care homes, I know you found a solution now, but before that solution was found, did they understand that this was a...
Care home have been absolutely fantastic. They've been so supportive. I couldn't wish for better people there. It's just the social workers were just showed no compassion. I can't explain how angry I got with them. It was as if... they needed to try and imagine if it was their parents. They were so dismissive of the whole thing from the start of any meeting we had with them. They just came in with a bad attitude, as if, "Well, I don't know why I'm bothering with this meeting because it's cut and dry what's going to happen to them." And we just pushed and pushed. This has been going on really for 9 weeks now.
And do you know how it changed? Do you know what the thing was that made all the difference so that they can be together?
I think it's because of the media coverage we had and the support of 20,000 people supporting us on an online petition. And the media has just been absolutely fantastic, the coverage we've had. Even not long before I was contacted by you, there'd been newspapers in touch, just asking and sympathising with her. There's one thing, though, we were supposed to go on this morning and my sister's absolutely gutted that she's not going to get to meet Philip and Holly. Oh, she's devastated.
Oh,
she even had a clothes pack.
Oh, I think you can still organise that, I'm sure, Cheryl. Listen, it's great that there's been a solution found and I wish you and your family well. Thank
such
you.
Such a relief.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, and they can be together and get the reassurance of being together as well. Cheryl, thank you. Cheryl Bates, daughter of Jessie and Ray Laurison. A solution was found in the end.